And the grand prize goes to anyone who knows who Girolamo Cardano is. You know, it's not that I'm so smart. It's just my wife keeps feeding me these names, and I go to the library and look them up. Girolamo Cardano was a Renaissance mathematician and astronomer, all-around Renaissance man. And if you go over to the library and check his biography, even in an encyclopedia, you'll find it fascinating. And one of the most fascinating things about him was, because of his interest in statistics, he calculated the day that he would die. And then when that day came, he committed suicide out of fear. I don't know why you're laughing at someone else's misfortune. But the problem when it comes to a poem was, of course, that was the sort of thing a poet would go for, and which is the reason why I don't mention that in this poem, because it seems to me too obvious and too easy, too dramatic. So I wrote the poem. It touches on a variety of things in his own life and on things in Western civilization. It begins with a short Latin phrase, ubi panis ibi patria. Who knows what that is? Here's another book. Ubi, or you're also modest. I had to look it up too. It means, roughly translated, where the bread is, that's where your country is. Girolamo Cardano. Ubi panis ibi patria, sing the emigrants through their noses. God's calliopes as they cross a sea, so sparkling it might grow wheat. They're not looking for virtue, but a place to bury the riches they carry with them. To what land? Perhaps it makes little difference, except in the peasant dress their flirting daughters will wear, their sons in their romantic sweat. As for them, as allogamous as bankers who support the local opera and watching the show, wishing there were thieves participate in it, any land will do. They calculate and calculate. Wherever they go, they stay home. Afraid of this, the day the Catholic sky grows gravid and breaks open like a wheat sack to affirm their calculations. However you cut it, in palaces or log cabins, government is the badge of lost paradise. And wise from that, in between they gamble and philosophize in Italian at the edges of their lives, wild buckaroos having the bad boys' good time. It's supposed to be hilariously funny, but in any way.